Jude. C. Christ's right to free the captives. What right had Christ to take the captives out of the enemy's hands? The right of having made a sacrifice that satisfies the principles of justice by which the kingdom of heaven is governed. He came to this earth as the redeemer of the lost race, to conquer the wily foe, and, by his steadfast allegiance to right, to save all who accept him as their savior. On the cross of Calvary he paid the redemption price of the race. And thus he gained the right to take the captives from the grasp of the great deceiver, who, by a lie framed against the government of God, caused the fall of man, and thus forfeited all claim to be called a loyal subject of God's glorious everlasting kingdom. The false claims of Satan, the rebel and apostate, works by every possible device to defeat the purpose of God. Because men have sinned, he claims that they have come under his dominion, and that the heavenly agencies, angels that excel in strength, should not take his subjects from under his control. Should men receive divine power, he knows that he cannot prevail against them, and work his will in cruelty upon body and mind. Therefore he accuses them before God, and claims that the power of God shall not be imparted to them. Every action weighed in the scales - quoted in part, God places every action in the scale. What a scene it will be! What impressions will be made regarding the holy character of God and the terrible enormity of sin, when the judgment, based on the law, is carried forward in the presence of all the worlds. Then before the mind of the unrepentant sinner there will be opened all the sins that he has committed, and he will see and understand the aggregate of sin in his own guilt. When the loyal overcomers are crowned, God would have present all who have transgressed his law and broken their covenant with him. And not one of the righteous will be absent. They see in the Judge, Christ Jesus, the one whom every sinner has crucified. The Son of Man shall come in his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment to the Son. Most earnest work to be done, the instruction given by Jude from verse 20 to the close of the chapter, will make our work a complete whole, teaching us how to conduct the warfare in the service of Christ. No one-sided extravagance is to be revealed, no indolence of shiftlessness is to be indulged. We are not to ignore any man's individuality, or in any way to justify cold-hearted criticism or selfish practice. This scripture brings to view the fact that there is most earnest work to be done, and we need divine intuition that we may know how to work for souls ready to perish. There are souls to be plucked out of the fire, there are souls who are to be treated with the tenderest compassion. Workers are needed who have learned in the school of Christ his method of saving souls. See.